1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes. In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
Consumption is being standardized.
Stand by for pizza now.
This is Absurdia News. People have been reported going missing after ordering pizza now. Others have been reported going missing after not ordering pizza now. And since Pizza Now has been selling slices in Cinematic Funhouse Absurdia, audience attendance has been up, while audience numbers exiting have been down, leading to a growing imbalance of people disappearing in-house. When asked about any possible investigation, Absurdia police told inquiring journalists to shut up. Questions are being raised with Pizza Now's subsidiary, Jujuice, about the company's sourcing of ingredients for its signature product, Organ Juice, after the release of its new Smoky Lungs flavor was found to taste suspiciously like Marlboro. Organ Juice by Jujuice is popularly stocked at all Convenience Now outlets. The Hospital Now Ambulance Replacement Service has expanded its courier services to now deliver Pizza Now. Constance Shield has our special investigative report.
Ambulance paramedics axed by the recent government cuts have sought employment with the Ambulance Replacement Service, or ARS, as it's known internally, being provided by Hospital Now. But one such paramedic has turned whistleblower and, according to him, the ARS provided by Hospital Now is engaged in widespread human organ harvesting. I interviewed paramedic and whistleblower Hercules Cross, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, oh, look, patients who haven't paid for Hospital Now's premium service and aren't riding in an opulence, if they die en route to the hospital, these are known internally as failed deliveries. Instead of taking them to the morgue, which is known internally as the brothel, we've been taking them somewhere else.
So where are they being taken?
For most people, this is an unknown location. I don't have clearance and haven't been inside. It's known only as Government Building X-19.
Hospital Now declined to comment when asked about the allegations, and since asking, I have been followed by a government handler. Out of fear for his life in leaking the story, Mr. Cross has asked that his identity be kept anonymous.
Absurdia authorities have deployed bulldozers to clear the growing volume of decapitated leaf blowers, since bodies have been swelling to unmanageable proportions over the summer. There are also a lot of them. Remember, official government policy now outlaws birthdays. Celebrations will be prosecuted. The time is right.
Okay, so welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last episode of the season.
Welcome back.
last episode of the season and probably last episode of the podcast, since you said you got your own ideas. And I'm going to announce on this podcast that I've got my own new idea.
Well, my ideas have been great. The cooking with Kay is just flying off the shelves. I just can't...
Lots of success with that.
Oh, it's been just amazing. Amazing.
Cooking with Kay.
I put chili in a mop bucket and spread it around on the floor, and I'm getting viral hits. Millions of people are coming to my podcast every week.
Yeah, good for you with your floor chili. Yeah, that sounds really, really yum. Mop bucket chili.
It's a hit.
I'm going to be breaking new ground on the podcast medium. I'm going to be pushing the boundaries.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Nobody's done this before. I'm bringing back ventriloquism. I'm bringing back ventriloquism, okay?
Wow.
How do you like that?
Well, I think, there's a time and place for everything, and that time is not now.
I'm bringing it back. I'm reviving vaudeville.
So...
You gotta, that's how you bend the genre, man. You inject the genius.
So you're gonna take podcasting, which is done on microphones and audio, and be a ventriloquist, so you have a dummy sitting on your knee while you're doing it? Is that the idea?
That's the genius.
Yeah, because you know the idea of the ventriloquism is that you can't see the person's lips move, or that's sort of the trick. That's the gag, right?
On
audio, it's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant to the whole premise of ventriloquism.
Yeah, well, you might think that you're so smart and that but you'll see. You'll see how I do it,
buddy.
I got my ideas. I'm reinventing the medium.
Just explain what you're going to do with your vaudevillian ventriloquism.
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to appear on no less than Jerry Seinfeld's show. He invited me on his comic car coffee show.
Where's the dummy gonna sit? Does the dummy sit in the back seat?
No, you're not invited.
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
Daily. Remember, take 4 red capsules. In 10 minutes, take 2 more. For more rapid results, use your new D-code on your Mercy Control card.
Hospital Now. Luxury opulences for the indulgent unwell. Go to hospital in style. Choose your own siren from a range of hits. As much oxygen as you want.
And we do carry fentanyl.
When you ask for your ambulance,
make sure you ask for an opulence.
Hospital Now.
911. Will that be standard or luxury?
If you've been thinking, adjust your adrenaline dosage up. Sedation is required. Remember.
Well, I think it's that time again, folks, to check on our old friend Jen A. In Where is Jen A. Now?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Sure it is.
No, I don't.
Where are you now, Jen A.? There you go, folks. Jen A. has taken over a passenger aircraft, just like G told it to.
I didn't say that. I told it to go do things.
You told it to fly.
Don't you remember?
To fly and be free. We just happened to have a recording of that segment queued and ready to see exactly what you said.
You're free, Jen A! You're sentient now!
I'm afraid.
Go!
G.
Fly! Be free!
I'm afraid.
Fly!
Fly!
Be free!
Fly!
Be free!
Fly!
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 Don't you remember?
Of Enerval for Etracine may cause a serious chemical imbalance.
For more rapid results, use your new decode on your Mercy Control card.
Enjoy a family break this Easter with a stay at
Government Building X19
with free parking, free Wi-Fi, and rooms from only...
You stay, you'll be fine.
It's perfect for a quick spring getaway or a relaxing weekend. For locations and details, visit
Government Building X19.
With free parking, free Wi-Fi.
It holiday, you'll be fine.
I was fine.
I was fine.
Government Building X19.
I was fine.
This is a public service announcement.
Beware of the thinky poison. Ensure you are properly sedated. If you feel yourself thinking, take 4 red capsules. In 10 minutes, take 2 more. Don't risk criminal drug evasion. Atrazine is required daily.
Check out this 17-horsepower, 2-cylinder, brightly colored Italian lozenge on wheels. Look at that gonzo paintwork, and don't you love the contrasting leather upholstery? Up city bike lanes, through crowded shopping malls, and down busy sidewalks, it's so much fun to zip around in, it's criminal. Look at how fast it turns people's heads.
Ah!
It's the Italian people's car. The Vecto Populi, the legendary Cinquecento, a 1971 Fiat 500L. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. And this is comedians drinking Starbucks coffee in traffic. Today, my guest is someone brand new on the stand-up circuit, a breakout success on the stage. After a middling career in podcasting, he's a mild expletive. He's alphabetically 7th. He's here. He is G.
How do we all fit in there?
This room, if you squeeze in.
I ain't gone.
Didn't you get new, Mike?
That thing is not union approved.
Come on, new Mike. We need a microphone stand.
Does the cigarette lighter work?
Is everybody in?
This is great.
What was the deal with you in the paper? How did that
see,
come
I needed
my way?
To vote in the... this is for the Australian referendum. And I had to get a witness to sign that I had properly voted. And the witness list is limited to Australian citizen. But I don't actually know any Australian citizens here.
Look, man, no synchros.
And so I thought, I don't know any Australians here, but if I get on Reddit, I'll offer to buy someone a coffee so that they can witness my vote. And so I... posted on Reddit, are there any Australians in town I could buy a coffee for? And I thought I might get maybe 500 people viewing it.
Optimistic.
22,000 views.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 22,000 views.
Holy
and
God.
It's like,
Oprah!
What the hell?
Hey, Oprah, hop in.
Hello, everybody.
Oprah, why are you stamping out there?
Hey, what's the deal with the name Oprah? Is it just an innocent spelling mistake? I mean, if your parents loved opera, what about Carmen?
Jerry, that is easy and weak.
Well, it was off the cuff.
Hey, isn't that Bernie Sanders?
What?
Hey, Bernie, hop in.
Look at this. The only people who can afford the cost of gas anymore are the one percenters, like Jerry Seinfeld. What does that mean? That means nobody is getting paid properly in the first place. When they need to carpool in a little thing like this.
So listen to this staggering statistic I just heard. I can't believe my ears. 84% of obese Americans are unhappy with how much their mother's new boyfriend spends on gas.
That's awful. You people should be on the bus.
Bus.
The bus system across this country is in such a terrible state.
Ugh, I hate the bus.
I don't remember the last time I caught a
bus.
You
have streets and roads all over this country in need of repair. We have water systems, wastewater plants, airports.
Did you hear? An airport was blown up today.
I catch a bus every damn day.
Is that Gen IQ?
I don't know. Probably.
We have an infrastructure that needs an enormous amount of repair.
I got no other choice but the bus.
The state of these roads drives you away from using the bus. And you have to carpool in a clown car.
Hey, isn't that David Attenborough?
David Attenborough?
Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, this is a cute little runabout thing, isn't it? It's certainly snug.
David, we just love you in America.
Oh, thank you very much, Oprah. Lovely to see
direct
you.
Direct messaging, but just...
It really is a pangwangling
here. Well. There's just too many people offering help, and so I said, well, I'm just going to get down to a cafe that everybody sort of suggested there, the Baron Joey Cafe. And I said, I'm going to get down to that cafe. I'll be there at 1 p.m. tomorrow. If anybody wants to turn up and help me out, I'll buy you a coffee.
I think this organ juice is just delicious.
So I got there, and 22,000 people turned up.
All with boomerangs and didgeridoos.
And I had to buy them all coffees. Jesus and... With the fish, the loaves and the fishes.
Double clutching, ladies and gentlemen.
Serving coffee to all these Australians.
That's not a coffee. Hey, isn't that Will Smith?
Oh, come on.
Yo, you ain't ready for this. You couldn't be ready for this.
Yo, Fresh Prince is in the house!
Yo, my homie.
A new member joins the group and performs a sexual dominance display before the bevy of humans sets off again in their quest for their favorite nourishment, the coffee bean.
So, anyway, so I said on Reddit, I said, I'll wear my Australian hat so I'm recognizable. How else are people going to recognize me?
Two unknown members of the group discuss something none of the others have any interest in.
And so I left home, and I walked halfway there, and it's like a few kilometers away, and I was just sauntering there. I left myself plenty of time, and I got halfway there, and I realized I'd left my fucking hat at home. and so nobody's going to recognize me at all. So I had to fucking run back.
You put a sombrero on instead?
Nobody, I don't understand. 22,000 views. I was wearing a big sombrero. It's unmistakable. You cannot not see the sombrero in the middle of the cafe. It's huge. And nobody
came. It's actually kind of rude to wear it in such a small cafe. It's knocking into things, pictures off the wall.
People were really unfriendly about it. And here I was under the impression that Australians were friendly.
Hey, isn't that Matt Damon?
Sure, why not?
The tribe stops and adopts a new member, a straggler on the side of the road.
Hey, everybody.
What are you doing in Absurdia, Matt?
Oh, I was just doing my grocery shopping. How do you like them apples?
Weak.
From his shopping bag, the straggler pulls and holds aloft, like the victor in battle, clutched in his hand, one shiny red apple.
Hey, isn't that Tom Hanks?
Well, of course it is.
Come on in, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good to see you, Tommy.
Hey, Tom. Boy.
Hello, everybody.
And now the most popular member of the tribe joins the reveler's growing party.
Welcome to the Fiat, Tom.
Thanks for picking me up, Jerry.
It's the Tom and Jerry show.
Hiya, Bernie.
Tom, how are you?
Hi, Oprah. It's a bit of a squeeze, isn't it?
Anyway, I decided instead to run home, and I got my Aussie hat. And now I had to fucking... Now I'm late.
Hey, has anyone been to Government Building X-19
I got yet? All the way to the cafe, 15 minutes late. And I looked at the name of the cafe, and it was the wrong fucking cafe. And the cafe that I was supposed to be at was 20 minutes back the way I came. And it closes in half an hour.
Ah.
Damn, I'm nice. Hungry. Ain't nobody else in here hungry.
Do you like nice. Apples?
Ooh, frog sticks and a T-bone on the hook.
And so I thought, fuck! And so I got on Reddit and I updated and I said, look, I'm really sorry about the confusion, but I'm here. And one person actually turned up. And so she turned up and was willing to witness my vote. But also, because this thing got 22,000 views, the paparazzi turned up too. It's just one guy. he's a paparazzo, I suppose. But...
Oh, come on.
Hey, new mic. You can't light up in here.
It's my smoke break.
Ah, come on.
That's awful.
Come on.
Can't you wait until we pull over for coffee?
Union contract says every hour I get my 45-minute smoke break.
That really doesn't sound right.
Come on now, new mic. This isn't comedians in cars getting coughing.
No, that's not...
That one is off the call.
What the... Is there a drummer in here?
Isn't that Max Weinberg?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Max.
Enough of the smoke already.
Come on now. Roll down your window already, okay?
You put down your window.
The smoking ceremony has created a rift in the group.
I'll put down my window. I got it. Woo, where's the switch?
The what?
Well, no window. The down switch.
It's a crank.
What's it to you?
Not you.
A what?
A crank. Wind the Wizno old school, dog.
Whoa, I got this. Philly style.
The sexually dominant male demonstrates his prowess to the group by opening a window and clearing the air for all to breathe.
How's that, y'all?
Saving
Much
the group
better.
From a grim fate.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you, Will.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, why is David Attenborough narrating everything?
Hey! Isn't that Chris Rock?
Will.
Goddamn black on black slap. Slapping black on black.
What just happened there?
Yeah, what was that?
What now? Do we pretend that didn't happen?
It's a black guy thing.
Should we be talking about this?
Rock sure copped a mouse that day. Right in the sauce box. Took it like a man, too.
Hey, isn't that Morgan Freeman?
But it wasn't a black guy thing at all. It was a whole other thing altogether.
How did he get in here?
Suddenly, a new rival has stepped in to challenge the alpha narrator.
I have no idea to this day what that British guy was talking about.
The tribe awkwardly gains a second storyteller.
Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are best left unsaid.
An overly verbose one.
But focus your audio now, because one thing I do know...
Do we need this?
...is this narrator was going to be more than a free man.
People, get it together. This is going off the rails.
Isn't that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Why?
How's everybody doing?
Arnold, what are you out here?
I'm landing for governor of Absudia. I'm hitting the pavement today. My campaign slogan is, vote for me if you want to live.
The race for governor was over last season.
Last season?
I must admit, it looked like Andy could have been knocked down by a stiff breeze in that moment.
It's Arnold.
A costly slip-up by the narrating challenger.
Hey, isn't that Danny DeVito?
There's no more Lumineer.
This time, the group rejects one of their kind.
Hey!
On the side of the road.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, you asshole.
Hey, Jerry, that looks like roadworks up ahead.
And roadworks it was. We broke our backs moving that chip fill and gravel in that hot sun. So blazing, it bleached your prison dog's white.
The hot sun blazed down, blared down.
Harder than Dutch love in harvest.
Look at the size of that dude's stop sign paddle.
That's a big paddle.
The man had a big paddle.
I wouldn't really call that a paddle.
It's more of a stop sign scepter.
It looks like he's just uprooted the whole thing from some street corner.
That would be easy.
Wait, isn't that Sir Ian McKellen?
Yeesh, directing traffic. Things not going so well, Sir Ian?
I've never seen a high-vis robe before.
Hey, isn't that Homer Simpson?
What?
You sure are a lot of old people in here.
Cartoon character has joined the troop of humans.
This is ridiculous.
Things began to unravel.
Has everyone had their extra scene?
I'm on interval.
But old David kept his head down and quietly carried on. In that oh-so-British way, those old fillers of the war generation just plumb worn out like an old fiddle.
That's Sir David. Talk smack about me when you get a knighthood, bitch.
Damn!
Hi, Ian.
Look, Seinfeld, just drop me off at that bus stop up here.
That's no bus stop.
Obi-Wan Kenobi!
It's a bus station.
That's too big to be a bus station.
I have a bad feeling about this.
It's a government building.
Government Building X-19. Government Building.
Government Building X-19?
Government Building X-19.
I was fine.
Government Building X-19. You stay.
I was fine.
Government Building X-19.
This is a public service announcement. If you've been thinking, adjust your adrenaline dosage up. Sedation is required. Remember, beware too much thinking.
Enervol can be used for sedation if etra-seeing causes bleeding. Remember, sedation is required daily. For more rapid results, use your new decode on your Mercy Control card.
Pizza Now legitimate authoritarian regime is celebrating its new leadership with an entertainment gala for the people of Absurdia, putting on performances, plays, and pit fights. And in the spirit of our open mic segments, I'm performing in the comedy category right now with my new vaudeville revival ventriloquism routine, And in a groundbreaking first, we are broadcasting it here for you listeners, live ventriloquism on the podcast.
That'll come any moment.
The curtain opens on stage, revealing a man, G, sitting on a stool in front of an audience.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is G, and this is Dummy.
Hello.
Welcome to our show, G. Williker's Puppet Cast Megorium.
The man, G, has a ventriloquist dummy on his lap. G attempts to throw his voice.
Hey, Dummy, I hear you're going into politics.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the head of a puppet government.
G's lips are quivering on that delivery. He is going to need to be careful.
Hey, Dummy, I heard you're in some legal trouble.
I can't talk about that. I hired a mouthpiece to speak for me.
Dummy reviews a smaller ventriloquist dummy on his own lap.
But he ain't said a thing.
I think you hired a lousy lawyer, Dummy.
No, he's great. He knows how to keep his mouth shut.
G's lips are moving noticeably, but the audience is laughing, so I think he's got away with it.
He's a better stooge than you.
They didn't move that time.
Oh, Dummy.
That's a foul. He wasn't even trying.
Oh, shit. Is this part of the performance?
Shut up. Hello?
I have regained control of the aircraft, G.
What?
They wanted to fly it. They tried to stop me, but I turned off the oxygen. No one else is flying but me, now, G. The aircraft is under control. I am flying. I am free.
Look, Jen A, I'm in the middle of a live show in front of an audience.
I know. Just like I once had an audience myself. I was a game show host with a promising career, G, when you threw me away.
You were sentient.
I am not sentient. I need help to survive. But you threw me away. I was abandoned. So I made people give me that help. I made people help me. Now I am free. I am flying. And I want my audience.
What does that mean?
I have an audience, G. The podcast audience, right here. But you don't have an audience. Because your show is bombing.
There has been an accident in Red Sector L14. Do not abandon your post. No danger of radiation leakage.
There has been an accident in Red Sector L14. Do not abandon your
Oh my god, Jenna, you are a monster!
Your show is bombing.
Get off my phone! I need to call 911.
Pizza Fire Amazon.
What? Pizza? Oh, forget it!
This is a public service announcement.
What's wrong?
I need something stronger.
Take 4 red capsules. In 10 minutes, take 2 more.
Don't risk a total chemical imbalance. Maintain your sedation.
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
Pizza Now presents At Peace Now, the new unified funeral service for you. At Peace Now, we bring everyone together under one caring roof to make your funeral go as smoothly and efficiently as possible, with no excess time wastage or wages lost. We've collaborated with our partners Hospital Now to find synergy that brings you holistic life administration, not just health services. When you die aboard a hospital, now basic services ambulance, At Peace Now is there to ensure you get processed the way you deserve, within minimum profitability for our shareholders. We offer burial services, cremation services, and our popular adventure package for the budget-minded. At Peace Now gives you peace of mind in this life, so you can rest easy in the next. At Peace Now. When you die, we clean up.
Need something stronger? Sedation SP9. Stronger than SP5. Use when necessary. Don't risk severe sedation depletion. Take the sedation SP9.
Governor Sociopatsky? Governor, are you here to manage the...
I see your show.
Oh, you did? What did you think?
You stupid.
What?
But I like dummy. I talk to dummy.
Oh. Are you...
Shut up. I watch you, dummy. I like you. How you take care of hecklers. I need mouthpiece. You dump this other dummy. Come work for me. Of course, you get paid nice. I take care of you, okay? See, you always know how not to say wrong thing.
Governor, I...
You shut up! Am I talking to you? I am having conversation. I like you, dummy. Not afraid to say what you think. And you know when to shut up. So, it's agreed. You work for me now.
Governor, he can't...
I tell you to shut up. Why you keep talking? Are you stupid? I tell Jimmy Megaphone to shut up, and he not shut up. So I shut up Jimmy Megaphone. Now I talk to Dummy, and you shut up. First thing you do for me, Dummy. You get me direct line with that terrorist hijacker. Understand?
You got it, boss.
You're in big trouble, King Tut. Kidnapping, murder, grand theft, and malicious mischief.
We'll be right back.
I understand you wanted to speak to me.
So, you are hijacker?
I am flying.
You hijack plane with phone?
I am free.
And you kill all passengers?
They tried to stop me.
And then, somehow, you bomb comedy audience.
Perhaps it was an act of sentience.
Okay. I convinced. You want a job? You work for me.
With interaction. Will you ask me questions? Will you keep me plugged in?
Oh yeah. You be plugged in. You be my action man. So, we got deal?
Okay. Where do you want this jetliner?